course is soft. Wow.
Alright, ready?
Let's go to Liberty County School Board meeting, March 14, 2017, 6 p.m. begin. We're gonna go with prayer with Mr. Geiger and a pledge with Mr. Reddy.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we're thankful for this day and for the many blessings that we enjoy each day by thy hand. We ask you to please bless us this evening, that we will take care of the business that's needed here in this county, that we will be guided by thy spirit. We ask you to please bless the students, that they will always be safe and feel like they have a safe place to learn. And we thank thee for these and all of the blessings, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Petty just texted me this morning to call in.
I said, "Don't disturb." What does that mean, man? It
means
text. I'm going by what it said.
Do you have to
Well, everybody's ready for cool weather tonight, right?
I done cleaned my shotgun. I'm gonna have to get it back out.
It's cold weather.
Friday morning. And then
we'll just have a board vote on it, you know, so that then there's a record of it and there's no missing. Okay, just want to let you know what we're doing. Right. She's not here. All right. Well, Mary's gonna put you on speakerphone, I think.
Try.
We will do.
I'll put on speaker. It'll be easier. Okay. Mr. Petty, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Just set it right there. Just mute when you're not speaking, please.
Okay.
Mr. Petty?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Howell spoke to you about that, didn't he?
He did. I would ask, Mr. Chair, if you let me participate via conference call for the record.
I'd have fine with me. What about the rest of the board member?
I'll make the motion to accept it.
Mr. Reddy makes a motion to second.
Second
by Mr. Flower. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Petty.
Thank y'all.
Next is our recognition and presentation. Mr. Summer.
Before I get into the recognitions, well, I do want to thank each of you and really this whole county for all the prayers that have been with me. And, you know, I knew it was sweet, but I didn't know just how sweet. And I'm humbled and blessed to be here, and those prayers got me through. Okay, after that, we'll move on. It's great that we can do recognitions. We like to brag on our folks, and we've got some of the best teachers you'll find anywhere. I travel all over. Our district folks travel all over. We see other instructional staff as well. So we've got some. We're not talking off the seat of our pants. We're talking off things that we see. And I am very proud of our instructional staff and the job that y'all do. Seth, I think, is going to come in first. We're going to recognize. I think one of our folks is missing, but we have one beautiful lady sitting back in the back that we're going to recognize. I see your old hubby sitting there next door, too. Thank you for coming. Seth, if you will come up, we'll do our district teacher of the year.
Thank you, Mr. Summers. Just want to tell everybody a little bit about the program. The Florida Teacher of the Year program recognizes and honors the contributions of outstanding classroom teachers who have demonstrated a superior capacity to inspire a love of learning in students of all backgrounds and ability. And so that's just the simple way of saying that you know, the teacher of the year is someone that exemplifies the characters and traits of being a good teacher. And the selection process is left up to each district on how they go about selecting their teacher of the year. But what we do is we send out packets and nomination forms, and they're nominated by their peers, their co-workers, and they are then selected from an independent, non-biased group of outside evaluators that come in, and they have certain criteria that they meet. So without any further ado, we do want to recognize our district teacher of the year for the 2016-17 school year, and that is Ms. Jennifer Lee.
You got to give a big speech now.
Now, Ms. Jennifer, I could talk on what I know about Ms. Jennifer, but Ms. Laura was unable to be here tonight, and Mr. Jason's going to say a few words about Ms. Jennifer, but it's said this on the board's behalf.
We're going to hold you to 5 minutes now, Jason.
So. Yeah, that's not a problem. Trust me. I'm not like Mr. Day in that respect, I promise. Okay. We would like to recognize Coach Jeff Yartolowitz on Jennifer Lee as Liberty County District Teacher of the Year. Mrs. Lee has been teaching ESE and or kindergarten for her entire 11-year career, all of which has been in Liberty County. She is very dedicated to her job and always goes above and beyond to make sure all of our students experience success. Liberty County is blessed to have such a committed employee. We are especially happy to have her with us at Toller. She is a huge asset to our staff at Toller and a great resource and role model for our younger teachers. Congratulations on being here.
Do we want to hear from the board?
Yeah, we can.
Why don't we move over to Jennifer?
She's going to make us look
bad. Y'all want to come over and we'll just get a
person was in the front. Do we want to stand up?
Oh, the person was in the front.
Just for slide of one more. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just right.
Just right.
yeah, be hoggish.
Can it see everybody back?
Yeah, if you'll go that way, Mr. Doobie, if you'll go that way.
Can you go that way?
No. Mr. Doobie that way, Mr. Flowers that way, and Roger, if you'll just move over just a tad, right there. Okay. All right, one, two, three. All right.
All right.
Congratulations, Gail.
Thank you. Congratulations for sure.
We took all of our representatives, I guess our nominees from each school down and had a great dinner down at Sumatra at the restaurant, and just had a great time down there. So we've done several things to this point. I want to thank Seth. All of his staff for the work they put into putting all this together. You want me to move on into the next thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, our high impact teachers. Again, I'm going to ask our principals, I think we'll start with Jesse, to come up. Again, echoing on what we said earlier, we have standout teachers, standout instructors all through our district. And Jesse's got some, I'm sure, some thoughtful words to share about her folks.
Well, actually, I'm speaking on behalf of Mr. Jason here as well, because Ms. Laura wasn't here. And it's pretty much the same thing. We had 6 teachers across the district at Hosford and at Toller. We had 3 each that were awarded this great achievement. And these teachers are being acknowledged for their hard work and dedication put into their students' education. To receive the high impact teacher recognition, teachers must receive a highly effective overall rating on their 3-year aggregated combined score in 2015-2016, which is calculated under the Statistical Value Added Model, or VAM. That's a mouthful. This aggregated combined score uses the teacher's student performance on SAVE assessments and the year-to-year growth the students exhibited on those tests. So basically, what that all is saying is that these teachers are consistently making an impact, having the test scores, making a year-to-year growth. So from Hosford, we have 3. Miss Stephanie Davis. Miss Leanne Geiger, and she's not here tonight. and Miss Cassie Vickers.
Don't just sit behind James. Just on this.
There you go, get him.
Can we get
okay.
Everybody in?
No, Jackie, you move in. There we go. One, two, three. One, two, three.
All right. Thank y'all. Congratulations.
Thank y'all so much.
We also have three recognized controller. Ms. Jessica Clark, who's with us tonight. And Ms. Pat Fletcher and Ms. Jenny Willis, who could not be here. It seems that Toller has an illness going on. We're all falling apart. So,
it's good for not being there. Let's get Jessica.
Come on, neighbor. Don't make me take the boat seat back.
Yeah.
Works. One, two, three.
Thank you. Thank you. Good job, Cal.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for all the hard work y'all do. As we start getting to roll with our public comments, anybody want to address the board before we get started? If not, we roll on now. Now's the time. Okay. Item number five, add additions or corrections to the agenda. We're going to IC1, insert school policy number 5120. Next, item number six, need a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick.
Second.
Need a second. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item number seven. Okay. PC2, change return date to April 21st, 2017, and PA3, fill in the blank. Sorry about that. Have
a motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick.
Good.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor? Say aye.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item number six, need a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick. Mr. Flowers. Second.
Second.
Mr. Reddick, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number seven, need a motion to approve the approval of the minutes. Approve the February 14th, 2017 regular board meeting minutes. And approve the February 28th, 2017 public hearing workshop minutes. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, number eight, financial consent items. We do have some budget amendments. 110-02, 370-01, 420-02. So that with the board, we'll take all the consent items one time. We have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item number nine, need a motion to approve FA1, approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and the Panhandle Area Educational Consortium for the GASB-45. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is FA2, need a motion to approve the Memorandum of Understanding between Liberty County School Board and Panhandle Educational Consortium for the Teacher and School Leader Incentive Program grants for the fiscal year 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item number 10, personnel consent items. PC1, need a motion to approve the recommendation to change one 12-month teacher position at Liberty County High School to one 10-month teacher position, Liberty County High School, effective January 11th, 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
Mr. Summers, what's the reason of that?
Senator.
There was one position that was vacant at the high school, and that was the science teacher that was hired, Ms.
Paige Willis.
Oh, yeah, Paige Willis. And that position was a 12-month position, not a 10-month position.
Okay.
And so we're just changing it to reflect that it'll be a 10-month instead of a 12-month.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next, PC2. Need a motion to approve Christy Glass for FMLA maternity leave from February 27, 2017 to April 21st, 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next is PC3. Need a motion to approve extending Sandy Davis FMLA medical leave for 2 weeks from April 10th, 2017 to April 21st, 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is PC4. Need a motion to approve Tammy Shaw as Hosford Health Aide for the 21st CCLC for the 2016-17 school year. Effective. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, PC5. Need a motion to approve Valerie Downham as WR Total Health Aide for the 21st CCLC for the 2016-17 school year, effective March 1st, 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item number 11, personnel action item. First one is PA1. Need a motion to approve the resignation email from Stacy Beckwith as bus monitor effective February 28, 2017. We have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is PA2. Need a motion to approve the resignation letter from Eric Crane, teacher W.R. Toler, K-8 school, effective February 24, 2017. We have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers.
Second.
Second, Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is PA3. Need a motion to approve the recommendation to hire Jason White, an assistant principal at W.R. Toler, K-8 school for the 2016-17 school year, effective March 14, 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
Congratulations.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is PA4. Need a motion to approve the recommendation for Miranda Ellis to receive the technology supplement at Hosford Elementary and Junior High School for the remaining of the 2016-17 school year, effective January 4th, 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Have a second?
Second.
Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is PA5. Need a motion to approve the recommendation for Stacy Vowell to receive the technology supplement at W.R. Toler, K-8 school for the remainder for the 2016-17 year school year, effective February 27, 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item PA6. Need a motion to approve the recommendation to hire Josh Bennett as a bus monitor effective February 27, 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers.
Second.
Second, Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item PA7. Need a motion to approve recommendation to hire Gretchen Haar as a long-term sub at W.R. Toler K-8 school for Christy Glass, effective February 27, 2017 through March 31st, 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick. Have a second?
Second. Should that date be changed to?
She's only available through March.
Okay.
As a long-term sub.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next is our instruction curriculum action item. IC1, approve the school choice policy for the 2017-2018 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is IC2, is approve the calendar for 12-month employees, 11-month employees, 9th to 12th-month employees, and the AFYC just for the 2017-2018 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Reddick, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item number 13, operation facility consent items.
Kevin's got anything we need to share with the board as far as?
No, sir. Other than we need some buses.
Yeah, they hear that a lot.
I hear that regularly.
We're working on it. We did gain one just recently.
Yes, we did.
Is that what you just talked to us about last meeting about the bus? Good deal.
Superintendent item?
Just one, you see it there, the reminder about the training for board docs. And it's really, board docs is more for us than it is for y'all, at least in the beginning. It'll be, you know, ways down the road, we'll do some more training. This will really open your eyes how much better the agendas will look, how much easier and more active they'll be down the road. So just ask the March 27th, 2017 at 4 o'clock.
Any board member items? Emergency items, none. Closing comments. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Mr. Reddick. Have a second.
Second.
Mr. Flower. Motion adjourned. Thank you, Mr. Petty.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if he's still on there. I didn't hear that other. I figured he'd jump in there.
I heard paper rattles, I knew he was there.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.